The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary,
and she conceived of the Holy Spirit.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Behold the handmaid of the Lord.
Be it done unto me according to thy word.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
And the Word was made flesh,
and dwelt amongst us.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God,
that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ.
Let us pray. Pour forth, we beseech thee, O Lord, your grace into our hearts, that we, to whom the incarnation of Christ your Son was made known by the message of an angel, may by his passion and cross be brought to the glory of his resurrection, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Session for us, we now pray. One day at a time, sweet Jesus, that's all I'm asking of you. Give me the strength to do every day what I have to do. Yesterday's gone, sweet Jesus, and tomorrow show me the way, one day at a time. I'm only human, I'm just a woman. Help me believe in what I could be and all that I am. Oh, show me the stairway I have to climb. Lord, for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time. One day at a time, sweet Jesus, that's all I'm asking of you. Just give me the strength every day what I have to do. Yesterday's gone, sweet Jesus, and tomorrow may never be mine. Help me today, show me the way, one day at a time. When you walked among men, well, Jesus, you know, if you're looking below, that is worse now than men. Oh, there's pushing and shoving, and it's crowding my mind. So, Lord, for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time. One day at a time, sweet Jesus, that's all I'm asking of you. Just give me the strength to do every day what I have to do. Yesterday's gone, one day at a time, one day at a time.
And a very good afternoon to you. Welcome to the Holy Hour. It is Radio Veritas coming to you live on 576 AM, otherwise on 870 DSTV Audio Bouquet. Thank you so much for being here with us. This is the time where we come together to put forward our prayer intentions for today's Mass, which, by the way, will be celebrated by one of the missionary priests of Africa. We're talking about either Father Michel or Father Christoph. In the meantime, feel free to give me a call on 011-452-7115 with your prayer intentions. And my name is Shayla. Good afternoon. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, Shayla. It's Shana here.
Shana, how are you?
I'm well, and you?
I'm well, thank you. Yes, Shana.
Shayla, I'd like to offer this matter for my our dear friend, Audrey Gaskin. She's in hospital at the moment.
All right.
And I'd like to please offer up this match for her.
Okay. All right, Shana. We'll do. We'll do that.
Thank you very much.
You're most welcome. Thanks for the call. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You're on Veritas. Hello.
Hello, Sheila. Yes. How are you, Miss Augustinas from Everton? How are you, ma'am?
I'm well. And how are you, Augustinas?
All right, Mama. Mama, can you put on the altar for my family, pray for my family and my son's business now?
Yeah.
The third one is my operation on the 16th of August. May God have my operation be successful, Sheila. Thank you very much, ma'am.
All right, Augustinas, we will pray for you. Thank you for the call, eh?
Thank you, ma'am. Bye.
All right, then. Bye-bye. You on Veritas, hello?
Hi, ma'am. How are you?
I'm well, and how are you?
I'm good, ma'am. I'd like to give someone a happy birthday.
So you want a prayer intention for someone who's celebrating a birthday today?
Yes.
All right.
I'll let you tell him for me.
Sorry, who am I speaking to?
You're speaking to Itamilin.
Okay. And what are your prayer intentions again? Who is celebrating the birthday?
Leboran.
Uh-huh.
Leboran.
Okay. All right. We'll keep this on the altar for you. Thank you so much for the call. Thank you. God bless. Bye-bye. You on Veritas. Hello.
Hello, Sheila.
Hello, my Harriet. How are you?
I'm all right. And we just thank God for a lovely day today.
Uh-huh. That's true. Yes, my Harriet. Your prayer intentions.
Yeah, you know, Wednesday and yesterday I couldn't get through. But on Wednesday was my late husband's birthday. I pray for him. I pray for all my children. I pray for myself for health. I pray for all cancer sufferers. And Sheila, I pray that Blessed Daswa should help and intervene with these people who put their trust in the devil by practicing witchcraft. So may the Lord help, because they're really just moving away from God.
That's true.
And I pray for all of you at Radio Veritas, all the sick, especially a friend of mine who had been suffering from cancer, but it shows that it's a bit in recession now. And all cancer sufferers, all the sick, my son too, and all my children, and God bless you all. And all the faithful departed, Sheila, especially of my family, friends, and parishioners, and I pray for our parish too. God bless you all, Sheila.
Thank you so much. God bless you too, my Harriet. God bless
you. Thank you.
You're on Veritas. Hello. Okay, well, it's 17 minutes after 12. We remember the prayer intentions from Rose, who asked us to pray for Stephen, who's in hospital. Lerato also asked us to remember her intentions, praying also for the intentions of Didier Geoffrey and Esther Lecono. I hope I pronounced those names correct. We keep on praying for the healing of for those who are sick, especially for Jennifer, Charles' mom. We pray that she may recover well. And also praying for those who will be traveling, especially for Janice, as she'll be traveling this weekend. May God be with her. The number to dial with your prayer intentions is 011-452-7115. Good afternoon. How are you?
Afternoon, Shayna.
Hi. How are you, Gift?
I'm fine, and you?
I'm well, thank you. Well, yes, Gift.
Okay, Shayna, today I'd like to put my families and their special intentions.
Yeah.
As well as Radio Veritas for financial stability.
Thank you.
And also to the presenters.
Thank
and
you.
Their special intentions.
Thank you so much.
Okay, and then Shayna, last but not the least, it's for myself and my son, that the Lord may grant us good health and the spiritual growth as well.
All right.
Okay.
Okay then. Thank you so much for the call, Gift.
Okay, thanks, Shayla.
Go well. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You on Veritas? Hello.
Hello, Shayla.
Hi, how are you?
Shayla, this is Maud speaking.
Yes, Maud. What are your prayer intentions, Shayla, today?
I just want to pray for my son, Blaise, for a job.
Yeah.
And I just want to pray for my sister. She was admitted yesterday in the hospital. I don't know what's wrong with her. Thank you very much, Shayla.
You're most welcome. God bless you too, Maud, and all of the best for your sister.
Okay.
Bye-bye. You on Veritas, hello?
Hello, Shayla. Thanks for taking my call. How are you?
It's only a pleasure. I'm fine, and how are you?
I'm all right, thank you.
Who am I speaking to?
You're speaking to Nombuisa Longosi.
Welcome. What are your prayer intentions for today?
Shayla, I just want to thank God.
Yes.
The Sacred Heart of Jesus and Mother Mary for all prayers answered. And especially for blessing us with a wonderful and enriching pilgrimage. I'd like to thank them. And also, I'd like to put on the altar six young people from Our Lady of Fatima who are accepting the Sacred Heart of Jesus tomorrow.
Oh, their names
are Before Musepe, Musepe, Wongani Lendur, Mpo, Masiwani, Yoliswa, Lobindi, and I just want God to bless them, protect them, and we are very proud of them. As they prepare today, they should have a little time and prepare their hearts so that the Sacred Heart of Jesus can merge with their hearts.
Yes.
I ask God to bless them, and we love them.
All right. All right. Thank you so much. Thank you. Speedway
thank
is
you.
Also
thank
on
you,
that list.
Okay, lovely day to you.
You too, eh? God bless.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Ya how for this are the Lord.
It's 23 minutes after 12. We're still taking your prayer intentions on 011-452-7115. Good afternoon. Who am I speaking to?
Good afternoon, Shayla. It's Maud.
Maud, how are you?
I'm feeling much, much better, thanks, dear. But it's my son, Michael. He's going for a scan today.
Yeah.
And they're going to see if the tumor has grown or it's shrunk. And he is so worried. He got me worried.
Yes.
So he asked me to please place his name on the altar for the holy hour.
All right.
And ask everyone to say a special prayer for him.
When is he going?
He's going today.
Today, okay.
He's already there now, Shayla.
All right. All right. We'll remember Michael at today's Mass, eh?
Thanks, Shayla.
You're most welcome. Yeah.
For my son, John, and his wife, Dee. They are still, going with the intention of buying a house. And they're still not coming right yet. So please remember them at the altar today.
Oh,
John and Dee, and especially Michael.
All right.
Thanks, Shayla.
You're most welcome. Thank you for the call, eh? God bless. Bye-bye. You on Veritas, hello?
Hello, Shayla.
Hi, how are you?
All right, Shayla.
Who am I speaking to?
To get through to you.
Who am I speaking to?
It's Julie, Shayla.
Wow, you sound different today. I can tell you're feeling a bit better.
I'm not feeling too good today.
Okay, your voice tells otherwise. Yes, Julie, what are your prayer intentions today?
Shayla, today I'd like to place myself on the altar.
Mm-hmm.
And I want a special thanksgiving for prayers and blessings received.
Mm-hmm.
We can't thank the Lord enough for what we've got.
Mm-hmm.
And for all the poor souls in purgatory, especially my mom, my dad, and my brother.
Yeah.
For my nieces and for everybody at Veritas, especially you and your family, Shayla.
Thank you so much.
And for Father Emil, that he gets well soon.
Mm-hmm.
And for the priest that came Mass, Father Crystal.
All right. Okay.
Okay, and for all the sick and the dying, Shayla.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
All right, Julie.
And everybody that needs a prayer, you know, that's got no one to pray for them.
That's kind of you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Have a nice day, Shayla.
You too, eh? God bless.
Okay, God bless.
You on Veritas, hello? Good afternoon. Who am I speaking to?
How are you, Shayla?
Hey, Zwandile. I'm fine, and how are you?
Yeah, I'm good.
That's lovely. What are your prayer intentions for today?
I pray for those who are taking care of the sick.
Mm-hmm.
That God may strengthen them to be patient with them. And for all those who are bearing their loved ones tomorrow, may God grant them rest.
Mm-hmm.
And I also pray for all those who are looking for employment.
All right.
And for peace in our
country. Okay, thank you. Thank you, Zwandile. You too, you too. God bless.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You on Veritas, hello?
Hi, Shayla, how are you today?
I'm well, and how are you, Leona,
well, Shayla.
I haven't heard from you in a while, Leona.
Yes, just like today, I thought, okay, it's another day. I tried about 20 times,
Leona,
just engaging. And then I heard you playing a song, and then I said, okay, maybe Mass is beginning. Because my 1 o'clock in my lounge is half past 12, my one in the kitchen is 25 past.
Oh, my word.
So I said, okay, I've missed that again today.
Oh,
and then
my.
I came to the kitchen because I'm listening in the kitchen because my granddaughter is listening to TV in the lounge. Oh. And then I heard you on E, and I said, okay, let me phone.
That's good. Yes, Leona, who are we praying for today?
Today I'll pray for my daughter's mother-in-law, Bernadette Alfredson. She's still in care.
Yeah.
She's not doing well. And we just pray, Lord, for acceptance for whatever the outcome of the situation is. And I pray for strength for Angelo, for Nikita, and Gino. That the Lord will be their peace and help them to know
that the Lord doesn't give us more than what we can handle.
Yeah.
I know they're still coping with the death of the brother, but it's all in God's hands at this time.
Yeah.
And we just need to just know that God is carrying each one of us through this. As much as it affects my daughter and my son, you know, it also affects me. I'm a mother.
That's true.
And I just pray for whatever the Lord's will is in this time of their lives, we learn to accept. We cannot change what God has put before us.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just thank Him for keeping us from day to day, for all His daily blessings and graces, and even for the little hiccups in our health as we get older. I was listening to Father Emil this morning, and as he says, as much as he's walking with a little stick now to aid his walking along, that's part of life. And I just thank Him for Him being our shepherd, Andre Yogesus, and encouraging us when we feel so down and out. And I really enjoyed this morning's 7:30 devotion. I really enjoyed it. That helped me to look at my own life and put things into focus.
That's
and
very
not concentrate
good.
On all the negatives,
yeah.
but know that God is with us through every situation.
That's true. That is
so for you and
good.
Your family, have a good afternoon, a good weekend, and for the family of Radio Veritas, may we grow from strength to strength, carrying each other in our prayers daily.
Amen. Thank you so much, Leona, for the call, hey?
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. God bless. Bye-bye. Well, today we also remember the intentions from Dora, the intentions from Desri, and the intentions from a couple of anonymous people asking us to pray for their special needs. Also for Cindy, for the good Lord to bless and keep her safe. And then we also have an intention here for Spiwe, praying for Spiwe as tomorrow he'll become officially a member of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And we remember the intentions from Val as well. It's 31 minutes after 12. Father Christoph is already here in the studio with us. We'll begin with Mass after the entrance hymn.
I rejoiced when I heard them say, let us go to the house of the Lord. And now our feet are standing with Him, your gates, Jerusalem. I rejoiced when I heard them say, let us go to the house of the Lord. And now our feet are standing with Him, your gates, Jerusalem. Jerusalem, God's city, built strong by the hand of the Lord. To Jerusalem will the tribes go up, the people of our God. For the peace of Jerusalem we pray, may peace come to your homes. For the love of my brothers and my friends, may peace come to you. For the love of the house of the Lord, I will pray for you. And may the throne of justice be restored in you. Jerusalem, God's city, built strong by the hand of the Lord. To Jerusalem will the tribes go up, the people of our God. Strong by the hand of the Lord, to Jerusalem.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Today we remember the blessed Isidore Bakanja of Congo, Congolese, who was a worker on a plantation of a Belgian settler and who was martyred because he dared to pray the rosary and wear a scapula despite the intolerance of the boss of the plantation there. So he was beaten to death for having prayed out of the schedule of work. He died so in 1909 and is venerated all over Africa, especially in Congo. So let us thank the Lord for the gift of faith of such great men as Blessed Isidore Bakanja. Dear brothers and sisters, surely we have to ask forgiveness for our lack of faith. I confess
to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask the Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and the saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and lead us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, by whose gift Blessed Isidore Bakanja fought for righteousness' sake even until death, grant, we pray, that through his intercession that we may bear every adversity for the sake of your love, and hasten with all our strength towards you alone our life. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen. Amen. A reading from the book of the prophet Ezekiel. Thus says the Lord God, I will deal with you as you have done, who have despised the oath in breaking the covenant. Yet I will remember my covenant with you in the days of your youth, and I will establish with you an everlasting covenant. Then you will remember your ways and be ashamed when I take your sisters, both your elder and your younger, and give them to you as daughters, but not on account of the covenant I have with you. I will establish my covenant with you, and you shall know that I am the Lord, that you may remember and be confounded, and never open your mouth again because of your shame, when I forgive you all that you have done, says the Lord God. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Your anger turned away, and you comforted me. Your anger turned away, and you comforted me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and will not be afraid. For the Lord God is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation. Give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name. Your anger turned away, and you comforted me. Give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the nations. Proclaim that his name is exalted. Your anger turned away, and you comforted me. Sing praises to the Lord, for he has done gloriously. Let this be known in all the earth. Shout and sing for joy, O inhabitant of Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel. Your anger turned away, and you comforted me. Accept the word of God, not as the word of men, but as what it really is, the word of God.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Some Pharisees approached Jesus, and to test him they said, Is it against the law for a man to divorce his wife on any pretext or whatever? He answered, Have you not read that the Creator from the beginning made them male and female, and that he said, This is why a man must leave father and mother and cling to his wife, and the two become one body. They are no longer two, therefore, but one body. So then, what God has united, man must not divide. They said to him, Then why did Moses command that a writ of dismissal should be given in case of divorce? It was because you were so unteachable, he said, that Moses allowed you to divorce your wives. But it was not like this from the beginning. Now I say this to you. The man who divorces his wife, I'm not speaking of fornication, and marries another, is guilty of adultery. The disciples said to him, if that is how things are between husband and wife, it is not advisable to marry. But he replied, it is not everyone who can accept what I have said, but only those to whom it is granted. They are eunuchs, born that way from their mother's womb. They are eunuchs, made so by men, and they are eunuchs who have made themselves that way for the sake of the kingdom of heaven. Let anyone accept this who can. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
So today we are invited to meditate on the sacrament of marriage. We are reminded by the teaching of the Church that the sacrament of the marriage is a reflection of the love of the Lord to the Church. And so it is sacred, it is a sacrament. And the first reading of Ezekiel was following that image of the infidelity of the people of Israel to the love of God. And so, as a church, we are called to love our Lord as a people, to be faithful as a people. All the same, married couples are those who can show in the most concrete way that love of God. When the husband and the wife love each other, it is a sign of that great love of God for his people. And we can only thank the Lord for all the couples who are loving each other. We remember especially the couples who celebrate their golden jubilee, 50 years of common life with ups and downs of forgiveness, of perseverance, raising children despite economic hardships and so many other challenges. We thank God indeed. They are inspiration for us who are younger. They are inspiration including for us priests or religious people who are called to fidelity in celibacy. And also, according to the last synod on family, the last exhortation of the Pope, the joy of love, Laetitia Amoris, we are called to show that love of God to his people, meaning to the families who are struggling. Maybe some are separated, some are divorced, remarried. We are called to show God's compassion and not exclude anybody. We have to be according to the image of God who loves everybody, who shows his mercy to everybody, who makes his utmost that everybody may be saved, that everybody may contribute to the welfare of the church. It is challenging to be able to love people where they are, how they are, to meet their need, to be of service without judging first, to go as a good shepherd, go for the lost sheep, even though it means that the 99 sheep who are safe will have to bear without a good shepherd, as long as the good shepherd is looking for the lost sheep. Indeed, to love is a challenge. Love is infinite. Love is divine. It's beyond our grasp. So today, let us ask once more the gift of love. Wherever we may live, whatever our vocation, whatever the success or failure of our covenant, may God renew our heart. May He give us a heart of flesh. Amen. Pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and the glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy Church.
Most merciful God, pour out your blessing upon these offerings and confirm us in the faith that blessed Isidore Kanja professed by the shedding of his blood, through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For you are glorified when your saints are praised. Their very sufferings are but wonders of your might. In your mercy you give ardor to their faith. To their endurance you grant firm resolve. And in their struggles, the victory is yours, through Christ our Lord. Therefore, all creatures of heaven and earth, sing a new song in adoration, and we, with all the host of angels, cry out, and without end we acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, and from the world's beginning are ceaselessly at work, so that the human race may become holy just as you yourself are holy. Look, we pray, upon your people suffering, and pour out on them the power of your Spirit, that they may become the body and blood of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, in whom we too are your sons and daughters. Indeed, though we once were lost and could not approach you, you loved us with the greatest love. For your Son, who alone is just, handed himself over to death, and did not disdain to be nailed for our sake to the wood of the cross. But before his arms were outstretched between heaven and earth, to become the lasting sign of your covenant, he desired to celebrate the Passover with his disciples. As he ate with them, he took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to them, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of this, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, knowing that he was about to reconcile all things in himself through his blood to be shed on the cross. He took the chalice, filled with the fruit of the vine, and once more giving you thanks, handed the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and everlasting covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. When
we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of your Son, Jesus Christ, who is our Passover and our surest peace, we celebrate his death and resurrection from the dead. And looking forward to his blessed coming, we offer you, who are our faithful and merciful God, this sacrificial victim who reconciles to you the human race. Look kindly, most compassionate Father, on those you unite to yourself by the sacrifice of your Son, and grant that by the power of the Holy Spirit, as they partake of this one bread and one chalice, we may be gathered into one body in Christ, who heals every division. Be pleased to keep us always in communion of mind and heart, together with Francis, our Pope, Archbishop Booty, his auxiliary Duncan. Help us to work together for the coming of your kingdom until the hour when we stand before you, saints among the saints, in the halls of heaven, with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, Blessed Joseph, her spouse, the blessed apostles and all the saints, Blessed Isidore Bakanja, and with our deceased brothers and sisters, whom we humbly commend to your mercy, that freed at last from the wound of corruption and made fully into a new creation, we shall sing to you with gladness the thanksgiving of Christ, who lives for all eternity. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen. Amen.
So for greater love, we say, Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Saviour, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your Church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Let us pray. Made new by these sacred mysteries, we pray, O Lord, that imitating the wondrous constancy of blessed Isidore Bacange, we may merit an eternal reward for suffering endured, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go to glorify the Lord by your lives.
Thanks be to God. Father Christoph, thank you so much for celebrating Mass for us today. Thank you. And of course, thanks to all our listeners and everyone who joined us here in the studio. Also like to thank our technical producer, Ashton. Thank you for being with us here. And wishing you a blessed weekend until Monday at 12 noon for Holy Hour.